country past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down.
News Radio 92.3. We're rocking it in the studio. Boop, scoot, and boogie, baby. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620. We've got Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue here, scooting and booting. You have been scooting and booting all week. I've been watching you on Facebook.
Boots, scoot, and boogie all over town.
I'm telling you, you have been at EntreCon, and you were at the Habitat for Humanity gala I saw, and taking pictures in your red fringed shirt.
The shirt. I wore the white jacket last night to the gala.
I saw that. That was very... I didn't know you had a snazzy, upscale version of the outfit.
I do have a subscale version. I've been told that it needs more tassels, though.
Are you sure about that?
That's what I've been told. Yes,
I've
been told the white jacket needs more tassels.
And so you have a guest with you this morning, Eldon, Kara Nolan. I hope I said that right.
You did. Good morning.
Welcome, Kara. Yeah. Kara told me this is her first radio show.
It in fact is.
And she's going to do just fine because she's got her Sonny's Barbecue big old hat with the cow print on top.
Yeah.
We are. I'm okay. Now I feel remiss. Well, I don't
know
where's my hat.
You definitely need a hat.
Get the hat.
Yes.
Just do the hat.
Okay. Just do the hat.
I got to do the hat.
So yeah, Miss Kara here is visiting here. Lovely Pensacola area from Charlotte, North Carolina area. So she works with a franchisee there in the Charlotte area.
And so, shout out to Tricor.
Yeah. Well, I love Charlotte. I went to high school there.
Oh,
I lived in Charlotte for a long time. Yeah.
Which high school?
Charlotte Catholic High.
we have some people in my company from there.
But back when, I'm sorry, we digress. I don't want to take too much time on this. But back when it was on Park Road, the much older school.
Now
it's
like OG, as they say.
Yeah.
Not the new one that has like 3,000 students in this giant football field and all that stuff. But we'll talk after the show. But
yes,
welcome.
Ma'am.
Charlotte's one of my favorite cities.
Thank you.
Nice.
Okay. Well what's going on?
And then the other thing that happened this week was I cooked at Pensacola Egg Fest.
Yes, I see that you brought a little
and
something.
I brought
something
a little
studio.
Hardware.
Yeah, let's hear that little sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that beautiful Egg Fest metal trophy. They do such a good job with that.
Well, he's carrying a trophy so in. Cool. You got to hold it up high. And let's see, it says Egg Fest 2024, third place from the judges out of how many entries?
And I believe there were supposed to be 50 cook teams. I don't know the exact numbers. So,
good for you.
Yeah,
so what was your featured item? What did you do?
So what I did was we have a new sandwich that is going to be on our menu coming up on December 2nd. Sonny's is starting a new seasonal menu, so we're excited about it. One of the things that are going to be on there is going to be prime rib and then also prime rib sandwich. We're going to have some new cinnamon apple bread pudding, which is delicious, and then a cheesy hash brown casserole in addition to what is called the smoking gun sandwich.
That just already sounds a little threatening, so to speak.
But it's so good. so good. So what's
going to
be on the menu is going to be a chopped brisket with our jalapeno cheddar sausage hot link, and then also red onions and banana peppers on a bun.
Oh my gosh.
And so I did
what a combination.
Because it's for Egg Fest, I did a little upscaled version of that. So Sonny's, a lot of people don't know, we do burnt ends for our catering side. So we don't do them in the restaurant all the time, but we do them for catering.
What's that
weddings.
Now? A burnt end?
A burnt end.
What does that mean?
So basically it's a slow smoke brisket.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the brisket is smoked and ready to eat, you take the top part of it, which is called the point.
Right.
And it's the little fattier part of the brisket. And you take it, you cube it up.
Mm-hmm.
You add brown sugar, barbecue sauce, a little hot sauce, and you basically smoke it again.
Oh, my
gosh. So now you have these little perfect cubes of very delicious...
Stop it.
Burnt in brisket. I know, right?
That's making me hungry.
Seriously, I don't see any of these samples in here this morning. I'm like,
it
comes in and talks to me for a half hour and gets me really hungry.
Ready, so.
That's okay, I'm teasing, but I get really hungry after listening to you talk about these things.
And then you come to Sonny's right afterwards.
There you go. That's what I should do.
So
you're
I did the burnt ends, and then we did our jalapeno cheddar hot link, and then I did a red onion and banana pepper slaw.
Oh, wow.
That
sounds
it with
wonderful.
And then garlic butter toasted buns on the green egg as well. So,
how come you didn't come in first? This sounds like a first place entry to me, quite frankly.
The story was I missed by 3/10 of a point. So
you're
it was
kidding.
A very, very close race. The Nathan Holler at Doghouse Deli. Give him a shout out. He took first place. So,
okay.
I mean, as
congrats,
an accomplished
Nathan.
Chef as he is, I don't feel terrible.
Right.
Not winning.
Right.
And then last year's champion actually got second place. So it was 0.3 of a point from
that's crazy.
Not being third place. So
yeah, that's a pretty high third place.
So
congratulations.
It was great competition. The weather wasn't great, but out there, the Pensacola Egg Fest, all those proceeds go out to community charities.
That's right.
Mana being one of those, Rally Foundation, another one, several others. I think they were also doing Sacred Heart Foundation this year for a new one of the emotional support dogs. And so they were actually sponsoring a whole puppy for, you know, taking care of the kids who are in the hospital. So that's a great cause. They've done a great job. Hopefully next year we can break the $1 million mark out at Pensacola Egg Fest.
Oh, my gosh. I remember when that event first started. And now to be talking about $1 million is really something.
Big deal.
Really something.
It was a great time, minus the weather. But we managed, and a great turnout out at the Haji Shrine. So it was a good time.
And didn't you give away some free food this week to veterans as well?
We
on
did.
Monday?
So, yeah, Sonny's did on Monday. We had Veterans Day. So we, any veterans who came in, so it was a busy Monday.
I was going to say, was there a line around the
building? There was a line around the building. There was a line at the door. You know,
I thought
so.
Thank you for doing
great.
That.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Really, that's just a great way to say thank you.
Yeah, and we appreciate our service members and everything that they do for us, obviously here in this community as well with NAS and Corey Station, all the Eglin, Herbert, and all the different ones that are, you know, scattered around our area, and obviously a very strong military presence in our community is a great way to be able to honor them on Veterans Day.
Well, and just in the last 5 minutes, hearing all the things that you're doing in the community, and I think that's what's so special about Sonny's to me, is that there are a lot of places, the chains that come in, the franchises, and they do well financially because of their name or whatever, but they don't really give back to the community. I mean, they're basically run by outside entities. And so what impresses me the most about y'all is that I think Elton has been at some one or another community event every day this week representing Sonny's, in addition to providing food for a couple of those events, right?
Yeah.
So your generosity and the way that you are actively connected on a daily basis, not like just once a year, which if you can only do once a year, that's good. Hats off to you, so to speak.
We're 7 days a week. We're operating. We're out in the community. We're trying to do things. And that's not just Sonny's here. I mean, we've been here for 40 years, serving the Pensacola community, being involved. They've always been very good about, donating to the local high schools and the local nonprofits and doing different things along those lines. And then finding where it makes sense to serve in other areas as well.
So, right.
But that's Sonny's as a whole. So we have something in Sonny's, as we call it, Random Acts of Barbecue.
And I love that. Random Acts of Barbecue. Yeah. We were talking about Random Acts of Kindness earlier in the week.
And then Random Acts of Kindness. Actually, Wednesday was World Kindness Day.
Yes, I talked about that yesterday. Yeah.
And so it was, so we kind of had a whole thing company-wide, all the Sonny's all over the Southeast. And, we talked about that. And we're all about kindness, right?
Yeah.
Kindness goes right along with Southern hospitality, and we
and barbecue, baby.
So that's exactly right.
Okay, so we got the holidays coming up. We've got a lot going on. So talk a little bit, Eldon, and fill us in on what y'all have got available now as we're coming into November and December. I mean, I can't believe we're almost halfway through November.
Yeah, so it's time for holiday feast, and the holiday feasts are something that it's a little outside of our, I don't say it's outside of our, it is outside of our normal menu. So we're bringing in hams and then our smoked turkey. Then we have sweet potato casserole, some cornbread dressing. I see the look on your face.
I should have had breakfast.
So we have a family feast, $89.99, I believe is what the price is. And
so that's the price for the family feast. Yep. So how many would that serve?
8 to 10.
That's great.
And so this is a great opportunity. We are closed on Thanksgiving and Christmas Day, so just want to be clear about that.
So if I wanted to do that,
we have reheating instructions if you want to serve it on Thanksgiving or Christmas Day. But then also if you have an office party, like I will probably have here at ADX Communications at some point.
Yay.
We'll bring the holiday feast and, get everybody fed, and we'll bring it warm. But if you want to get it on Thanksgiving or Christmas Day, you can obviously pre-order that and pick it up before we'll have it cold, and then also have reheating instructions.
That's fantastic.
What you choose to do.
That's fantastic. And on top of that, you also, if you didn't want to have it like in your office and you want to go out to have an office party or a holiday party with the book club or
great segue,
the bridge
Meg.
Club,
great segue. Yes, right? We have two banquet rooms that we'd love to serve you at. So our Navy Boulevard location, we can host about 75 folks there, you know, at max capacity. But it's pretty typical to have 40, 50 people in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then our 9th Avenue location, we can host up to 40 at that banquet room.
Wow, so, that's great.
And we do that buffet style. Makes it very easy. Everybody gets fed quickly to allow everybody to, you know, have enough food and enough time to, instead of trying to individual order, we typically do those banquet style. And it always works out great. Never had a complaint.
So what I love is when my employer has a party like that, provides a yummy Sonny's barbecue lunch, mm-hmm. and then we get a little stocking that has a gift card in it.
Mm.
Or what do we call those?
You were just checking all the boxes this morning.
I think they're called
bonus
box. Yeah,
so we
got to
talk about the bonus box.
Thank you.
So good job. Thank you, Meg. Thank you. You were just leading me right down the path this morning. So, yeah, so our Sonny's Bonus Bucks program is kicked off, and we do this every year. It's a huge hit, and people just love the extra, the icing on the cake, if you will, or the sauce on the barbecue, however you want to say it. So you buy a $25 gift card, you get an additional $5 bonus bucks back. And
is that for me?
You know,
how does that
we're
work?
Not going to ask, and we're not going to tell, as the old saying goes.
Okay.
So, you can use those bonus bucks for yourself, or you can give them away to someone. Those are redeemable after the first of the year. So, you know,
that's cool.
So they, you know, just kind of, you know, spread that out. And, you know, typically you're going to give out the gift cards at Christmas time. So, Meg, I promise I won't tell anyone if you buy a gift card and you keep the $5 for yourself. That'll be
our
secret.
That'll be our little secret.
Our little secret.
Well, speaking of giveaways.
Yeah.
It's time. Time for us to do a giveaway. What are we giving away this morning?
Well, we're going to give away a family feast.
Get out of here.
Another family feast.
Yes.
It's been a huge hit. I actually had one of our winners was one of the city commissioners.
Get out of here. Really?
And,
how funny.
Got to take a picture with him.
Oh, perfect.
I just happened to be in the store. And so, yeah, it was a good time. And we're like, got to, you know, the opportunity to talk. So if you're listening.
Yep.
This is your chance to win.
Okay, so it's a family feast. It's
family
got almost an $89.99 value.
You know what? I think we should let Miss Kara, since she's our special guest this
yes.
morning, she hadn't said much. She's watching and listening and soaking
mm-hmm.
it all in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should let her pick the word that our guests need to text in.
Perfect. Okay,
to win. So what do you think, Kara?
I'm going for Charlotte, since that's where I'm from.
Hey, Charlotte.
Okay.
And by the way, I got a test that somebody said, hey, yay, East Mecklenburg. That's a high school in Charlotte.
Oh, yeah, it is.
All right, so if you want to win a family feast at News Radio 92.3 Pep Talk, we're at the Pensacola Expert Panel with Sonny's Barbecue. And the number here, text it in, is 850-437-1620, and the word is Charlotte.
Ooh, we got to pick a number. Do we pick a number?
Yeah, you have to pick
first?
A number. No, pick
first,
a number.
Seventh.
Seventh. Okay,
seventh.
We are
the seventh person.
All right, here we go.
And then while you're waiting for those people to come in and text in on the line, I'm going to go ahead and talk about our locations here that serve the local area.
Please do.
And so we have our Pace, Florida location, which is located on Highway 90, right there in front of the Lowe's. Mr. Dan the Man, we call him. So he does a great job. He's been with us for a long, long time. He's the man, general manager there. And so then we have our Navy Boulevard location, which is right outside the NAS main gate right there where Highway 98 ends into Navy Boulevard. And Miss Kate over there, she's amazing. And that's where we have that 75-person banquet room that you can book and reserve for your holiday party. And then we have our Pine Forest Road location, which is technically located on Shelley Road just south of I-10. And Devin over there, he's our manager. He'd love to take care of you. That's a great location. Chris, our pit master over there, he's a stud.
Okay, so pit master, what does that mean?
Yeah, so
that kind of that's like a there's a chef usually executive chef.
So pit master, so we have a certified pit master program. So Sonny's is part of our brand. It's local pit master since '68. Sonny Tillman started Sonny's in Gainesville in 1968, and we. Have been celebrating local pit masters, and we have a full training program. That way, when you go from a Sonny's in Pensacola, or you go to the one in Charlotte, like Miss Kara is at, or you go to Gainesville, or Tampa, or Tallahassee, you're going to get a very similar quality experience that you know that you can have a good barbecue any Sonny's location. And they do a great job across the board. We have a little internal competition, like who's the best pitmaster.
Really?
And so Mr. Chris, he took second place at this year's pitmaster competition across the footprint of all the Sonny's. So
that's incredible.
Yeah. So
we're just chalking up the awards this year.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Know, it was an internal competition, but still, it's a big deal. You know, almost 100 locations, and he took second place. So excited for him about that. So
okay.
But they do a great job across the board. And the last location that I do a lot of stuff out of, because it's where our food trucks are. Sonny's Boulevard. That sounds great, actually.
I was gonna say that's Sonny's kind of a ring.
Get it made. Like,
well, there was a movie, Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah.
So we could have to make a movie, Sonny's Boulevard, yeah. Starring
Elden.
sounds like there will be a lot of fringe in this movie.
Oh, ba-dum-bum. Or fringe benefits. Oh. I know. All right, so we've got
the last location, the 9th Avenue location. So Jeremy, Therese, he's our manager over there. And so you can have that, you know, location there behind the Auto Zone is kind of where tucked in. It's a quaint location, I like to say.
Nice.
And we also have that banquet room there for 40 people. So
that's great.
Yeah.
So now
we got a winner?
We've got one. Now here's the thing. They sent me it in on a number. Of course, they texted it in. I just sent them a text. If you have area code 305 in your number, I need for you to send me. I've just sent them the text, but they may be driving or something. So send me your name and address. Rob. Rob is the winner.
Rob.
Yes. Okay.
Let's go, Rob.
All right. Congratulations, Rob. So he is the winner of the family feast, which includes, again, Carrie. I know you know what's in the family feast.
It's got two meats and some sides, a lot of sauce.
And tea.
Okay. All right. Sounds good to me. So now, congratulations, Rob. I will send you the information on what you need to do to pick up your certificate. And in the meantime, you're listening here at News Radio 92.3. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola Expert Panel with Meg, informative, local, dependable. And we've got Sonny's Barbecue here with Eldon Scott and Kara, who is visiting us from the Sonny's in Charlotte. So how long you been here? How long are you going to stay? And are you here just for fun? Or what? Why has Eldon got you here?
I'm here to shadow the master, as I've been calling him, to become Eldon Jr. myself. I market for the
She's
Charlotte region.
She's got the
region.
Hat, by the way.
I do. I brought down the hat. I had to. So I was sent down just to kind of see what he does and how he does it and kind of get to know him. I got in here on Tuesday, and I'm leaving tonight. So a short trip, but it's been a very successful trip. I've learned a lot.
I suspect.
I made her work hard.
I was going to say.
Extremely.
Yeah,
yes.
We crammed a lot. And she's like, hey, when's a good time to come? We can do lots of things. So I was like, oh, I got lots of things this week. Come on, let's go.
This was the week
and,
for sure.
So flight was a little late. We actually did the EntreCon Awards. We did the hors d'oeuvres for the EntreCon Awards.
Oh, I saw photos. Yeah. It looked pretty nice.
So I got a... they've done such a great job at Pensacola Little Theater with that renovation.
It is beautiful.
It is beautiful in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
really
I got a
is.
Nice shot of all the hors d'oeuvres from the second story balcony. It looks awesome. So
go to his Facebook. Tell your Facebook page if somebody wants to see.
It's easy to find. It's Eldon with two E's, Elden Scott, Scott. So you can find me on Facebook, on public profile, and I'll go ahead and give my number out. Do it every time. If you call me at 2 a.m., that's okay because I turned my ringer off. So it's 850-418-3331. And I'd love to help you with any caterings or services that you need. And obviously, you can always contact any of our locations directly. Just a good old Google. We'll find you whichever location is closest to you, and our managers and team would love to take care of you with a little bit of Southern hospitality, as we like to say.
Sounds very good to me. So now coming up with the holidays, you've got a couple things going on. So I know you have some menu changes you talked about a little bit earlier, but we've got a few minutes left. Let's talk about some of the things people can look forward to.
Yeah, so Sonny's system-wide is rolling out a new seasonal menu change. So coming up on the news, it's going to be starting December 2nd.
Okay.
So we're going to be adding the thing that I'm most excited about, because I love me a good prime rib.
We talked about that.
Slow smoked prime rib with some good post oak, and it's delicious. I'm excited about that.
And that starts December 2nd.
It's December 2nd. That menu is going to start, and then we're also going to have a prime rib sandwich, and so part of that's going to be great. We're going to have that Smoke and Gun barbecue sandwich that's going to be on the menu. So that chopped brisket with the jalapeno cheddar hot link and the onions and the banana peppers, which I'll just shout out again.
Louis got his trophy right here.
You know, it's a little bit different.
I wish people could see it because it's a beautiful trophy.
It's a beautiful trophy. They do a great job. So excited about that menu rollout, and it's going to be a good time. I think our guests are going to be really pleased with, you know, a couple of those upgrades. Oh, the other thing, Miss Kara was saying, I think, didn't you say about the candied bacon mac and cheese?
It's going to be so delicious. I'm excited.
Yeah. Okay, you need to describe what that, you just sort of threw that out there.
Yes,
so let me, yeah, okay,
I
back up.
Yeah, so the, yeah, that was
back up.
One of our new upgraded sides is the candied bacon mac and cheese. So
Candied bacon.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, so excited about the new seasonal menu, to say the least. We're going to have you over to try a few of the things.
Oh, please twist my arm.
Oh, yeah.
Please. I'm halfway out. I got 1 foot out the studio door right now, but I got another show to do.
If you hear dead air, you know what happened.
It's silence suddenly on News Radio 92.3. Where's Meg? Oh, she's at Sunny's right now. Well, she'll be back.
Yeah. Well, so what, we got about 2 minutes left?
Yeah, we've got about 3 minutes
about
left.
Three minutes left.
Talk about the locations, your hours, how people can get in touch with you. Because there's catering, there's the banquet rooms, there's the holidays, there's gift cards. I mean, there's so many things.
Yeah, I hadn't talked about catering much. So we do a ton of catering. This week, Ms. Kara got to go with us. We actually catered the city of Pensacola for one of their trainings.
Nice.
And so we had a great time out there. Feeding a little over, I think it was right at 200 folks, maybe a little bit over.
Oh my gosh.
For all of the managers and leaders are doing their leadership training. And you know what? And
200,
I heard Mayor DC Reeves talking about, is something that he implemented is leadership training. And so, it feels good to me to know that, you know, he is implementing a program to help develop the leaders inside the city so we can operate better.
Well, this city
as
is
a taxpayer,
so
that makes me feel good, mm-hmm. you know, and sometimes the feel good is important. I don't know.
Of
what
course.
Else
well,
to
building
say.
The team, leadership
and
qualities,
then,
bringing people together to talk about how what can we do better. I mean, I think that's a lot of Entrecon has that message.
And we do the same thing, too, internally. And that's mm-hmm. why Sunny's is so great. They've been doing barbecue since 1968 and the headquarters and then all the franchisees. We all work together to constantly improve, you know, what we're doing to serve our customers, how we're serving our customers, and then how we do barbecue. I mean, mm-hmm. we tweak our recipes and like different things. I mean, we have pit masters, Shannon Snell, who's our head pit master. He's constantly working on our recipes. Okay, how can we make this better? They have a test kitchen.
Right.
You know, where they test recipes.
Oh, do you need testers? sorry.
Sign you twist your arm again.
Well, the thing about that, just the way that you're talking about it, I mean, the bottom line is when I think of barbecue, and I'm not just saying this, for me, that means family.
Yeah.
Because we would all get together and have barbecue.
Yeah.
That was always at the special occasions, or especially in the summertime and 4th of July, those kinds of things. But what's cool about this is it's year round.
Mm-hmm.
It's here. You're involved with so many of the different community events. But it really, to me, barbecue's family.
Yeah.
And because you're part of the Pensacola family, so to speak, that means a lot. That makes a difference.
Absolutely. And some, I don't know, I can't remember if we talked about it last week or not, but we had a part of the Blue Angels homecoming reception, and there was a lady, we were getting our passes to go on the base, and there was a lady who overheard that we were with Sonny's Barbecue, and she said, we were going back to our seats, and she said, Sonny's feels like home.